I've titled this, Here's Looking at You.
Yeah. Cute.
And, you know, here we have another new year. I've seen quite a few of them through the years. And it's always a unique time as you move into a new year. And, of course, everybody talks about making resolutions and setting goals and doing those kind of things, maybe evaluating your life and what you really want to do in the future. And not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. We, at the men's fellowship at the garage group, we talked a little bit about this, and we shared about what was working on our heart for the new year. And I shared that verse that I shared last Sunday, which, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And so trust. God has called us to really to trust him. I mean, that's the bottom line, is trusting God. You look at religions today, and it's all about pleasing God. You think about it. All these different religions, you got to salaam God, and you got to please him. You got to do what he says to do. And, the truth with the Heavenly Father is he wants us to trust him. Just to trust who he is and who he's made us to be. And I'm looking forward to building that trust more and more in my heart, so that I could have that sweet fellowship with him. I believe there's two challenges that believers face in this world. Two important challenges. The first one is, we do not see God as he is. And the question would be, do we see God who he is? That's the challenge. Do we really see God who he is? And, well, who is he? And I would like to get some response from the audience here. Who is he? How do we see him? Who is he?
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy? Yes.
He's a good, good father.
He's a good, good father. Any
creator of the heavens and the earth.
Creator of the heavens and the earth. He's
love.
He's all love.
Mm-hmm. Healer.
He's the healer.
Yes.
He's all peace.
The restorer of the breach.
He's the restorer. He's the forgiver. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And this is a good thing for us to think about and not forget who God really is. Now, the other challenge here is we do not see who we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or to put it another way, do we see who we are really? Who are we really? You know, in God's eyes. And who are we really?
Children of God.
We're children of God, right? Mm-hmm. What else? We're chosen gems. We're
sanctified.
We're sanctified. We're redeemed.
His masterpiece.
His masterpiece. How right are we?
Righteous.
We're his righteousness. Not ours, that's right.
We're difference makers.
We're difference makers. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens
me. Lord Jesus Christ.
We're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kings and priests.
Yeah, we are so much. And I think that's going to be the challenge for all believers this year, is to remember who God really is and remember who we are as his children. There's an interesting story in light of this. Who is with you in the storm? Mm-hmm. When the things get crazy and things are not going your way, how are you going to deal with it? Who are you going to go to? And there's a story in Mark chapter 4. I'm just going to tell you about it. I think we're all familiar with it. But it's a story of the disciples are in the boat. They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. A storm comes up, and they're rocking back and forth. The water's coming in the boat. They're freaking out, and they don't know what to do. They're thinking, this is it. We're thinking we're gone. We're going to die. But wait a minute. Who else was in the boat? In the back of the boat,
asleep
on a pillow, is Jesus Christ. And they're freaking out. I don't know what a sleeper Jesus was. That was pretty wild. So they finally go to him, and what does he do?
Peace be still.
Peace be still. He calmed the seas immediately.
And
the
storm to get up.
So they finally realized, hey, let's go to this guy here, the Son of God, and he's with us. Let's use him. And lo and behold, they got the results. Well, who's in us?
Christ
in us. And he's not asleep. fully awake. Obviously, it's via the gift of Holy Spirit. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what a great truth, and something that we want to continue to remember as we move into this new year. You know, there's another concern that people have as Christians, and it's with sin. You know, sin consciousness. You know, I make a mistake. I go against God. Mm-hmm. There's a great truth here. We can never resolve our sin by working on it. Usually, you know, if we screw up or whatever, we work very hard to fix it and to feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. But how do we resolve it? Mm-hmm. We confess. We go to our Heavenly Father. We trust God. We go back to Him knowing that He is the great forgiver, and that no matter as this year moves on, any mess ups or whatever can be rectified very quickly, and trusting Him and knowing that He forgives us. That's a great reality. It's really neat. So, I think it's important that we trust God, that we really go to Him with great conviction in our heart, knowing that He does have our back and our front and our side. Mm-hmm. He's got us all. And, you know, we talk about pleasing God. We please Him by trusting Him. And that's what we really want to do. And so this year, let us focus on trusting Him. Trusting Him, knowing who He is, and knowing who we are. and recognizing that, not forgetting that, knowing that He's our Father and we're His child. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, thank You for the simplicity of this relationship that we have with You, that You are so caring, so upfront with us in Your love and who You are before us. We're very, very thankful, Father. And this year we're excited that we can live it knowing who You are and who we are and have just the greatest lifestyle ahead.
Okay.
It's going to be a great year. Maybe You'll send Your Son back this year. That would be wonderful. So we always have great expectations when we think of You, Father. And we sure appreciate that. So thank You for Your love and grace in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 Okay.